Just think about it, said Trillian's voice. Your history is just a series of freakishly improbable events. And I know an improbable event when I see one. Your complete isolation from the galaxy was freakish for a start, right out on the very edge with a dust cloud around you. It's a setup, obviously. Zaphod was mad with frustration that he couldn't see the screen. The robot's head was obscuring his view of the people Trillian was talking to. Its multifunctional battle club was obscuring the background, and the elbow of the arm it had pressed tragically against its brow was obscuring Trillian herself. Then, said Trillian, this spaceship that crash-landed on your planet. That's really likely, isn't it? Have you any idea of what the odds are against a drifting spaceship accidentally intersecting with the orbit of a planet?
Hey, said Zaphod. She doesn't know what the Zark she's talking about. I've seen that spaceship. It's a fake. No deal.
I thought it might be, said Marvin from his prison behind Zaphod.
Oh, yeah, said Zaphod. It's easy for you to say that. I just told you. Anyway, I don't see what it's got to do with anything.
And especially, continued Trillian, the odds against it intersecting with the orbit of the one planet in the galaxy, or the whole of the universe, as far as I know, that would be totally traumatized to see it. You don't know what the odds are? Nor do I. They're that big. Again, it's a setup. I wouldn't be surprised if that spaceship was just a fake. Zaphod managed to move the robot's battle club. Behind it on the screen were the figures of Ford, Arthur and Slarty Bartfast, who appeared astonished and bewildered by the whole thing.
Hey, look, said Zaphod excitedly. The guys are doing great. Rah, rah, rah. Yeah, go get them, guys.
And what about, said Trillian, all this technology you suddenly managed to build for yourselves almost overnight? Most people would take thousands of years to do all that. Someone was feeding you what you needed to know. Someone was keeping you at it. I know, she added in response to some unseen interruption. I know you didn't realise it was going on. That is exactly my point. You never realised anything at all. Like this supernova bomb.
How do you know about that? Said an unseen voice.
I just know, said Trillian. You expect me to believe that you are bright enough to invent something that brilliant and be too dumb to realise it would take you with it as well. That's not just stupid. That is spectacularly obtuse.
Hey, what's this bomb thing? Said Zaphod in alarm to Marvin.
The supernova bomb, said Marvin. It's a very, very small bomb.
Yeah?
That would destroy the universe in toto, added Marvin. Good idea, if you ask me. They won't get it to work, though.
Why not, if it's so brilliant?
It's brilliant, said Marvin. They're not. They got as far as designing it before they were locked in the envelope. They've spent the last 5 years building it. They think they've got it right, but they haven't. They're as stupid as any other organic life form. I hate them. Trillian was continuing. Zaphod tried to pull the cricket robot away by its leg, but it kicked and growled at him, and then quaked with a fresh outburst of sobbing. Then suddenly it slumped over and continued to express its feelings out of everybody's way on the floor. Trillian was standing alone in the middle of the chamber, tired out, but with fiercely burning eyes. Ranged in front of her were the pale-faced and wrinkled elder masters of cricket, motionless behind their widely curved control desk, staring at her with helpless fear and hatred. In front of them, equidistant between their control desk and the middle of the chamber, where Trillian stood as if on trial, was a slim white pillar about 4 feet tall. On top of it stood a white globe about 3, maybe 4 inches in diameter. Beside it stood a cricket robot with its multifunctional battle club. In fact, explained Trillian, you are so dumb stupid. She was sweating. Zaphod felt that this was an unattractive thing for her to be doing at this point. You are all so dumb stupid that I very much doubt, if you've been able to build the bomb properly without any help from Hakdar for the last 5 years.
Who's this guy, Hakdar?
Said Zaphod, squaring his shoulders. If Marvin replied, Zaphod didn't hear him. All his attention was concentrated on the screen. One of the elders of cricket made a small motion with his hand towards the cricket robot. The robot raised its club.
There's nothing I can do, said Marvin. It's on an independent circuit from the others.
Wait, said Trillian. The elder made a small motion. The robot halted. Trillian suddenly seemed very doubtful of her own judgment.
How do you know all this? Said Zaphod to Marvin at this point.
Computer records, said Marvin. I have access. You're very different, aren't you? Said Trillian to the elder masters, from your fellow worldlings down on the ground. You've spent all your lives up here, unprotected by the atmosphere. You've been very vulnerable. The rest of your race is very frightened, you know. They don't want you to do this. You're out of touch. Why don't you check up?
The cricket elder grew impatient. He made a gesture to the robot which was precisely the opposite of the gesture he had last made to it. The robot swung its battle club. It hit the small white globe. The small white globe was the supernova bomb. It was a very, very small bomb which was designed to bring the entire universe to an end. The supernova bomb flew through the air. It hit the back wall of the council chamber and dented it very badly.
So how does she know all this? Said Zaphod.
Marvin kept a sullen silence.
Probably just bluffing, said Zaphod. Poor kid, I should never have left her alone.